This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I feel tears welling up, going deep inside, like my heart's strung a beat free. And the stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never say. Now you might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide the sorrow when I may rig right down and bow. Now the race is on, and here comes pride at the back stretch.
I want to open the phones up in the next segment on any subject you want to cover, any question you got, any point you make. If you disagree with me, you're welcome to call in. I see it on Twitter. I see it on Facebook without even looking. I see it on YouTube. Oh, Alex Jones' show's all fake. His callers are fake. He reads off a teleprompter. They tell him what to do in his ear. Yeah, right. So if you're one of those smart mouths, and you want to call in and you disagree, you'll go to the head of the line, Buster. Just have a real point to make and a clear telephone. You'll be on air. So I'm calling your bluff. Toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. In fact, first-time callers, any subject you want. But people that disagree, go to the head of the line, 877-789-2539. I've had a lot of people ask me what I think of the Revolver news story about Stuart Rhodes implying he's a federal operative or something. I've known Stuart 11 years or so. I think he's done a lot of great work. I like the mission of Oath Keepers. And he was even did a law work for Rob Dew and won a case for Rob Dew that was when Rob got tortured and beat up by the police covering an event in Pittsburgh. And the details of that, Rob never told me how much money he got, but it was a decent amount for what happened to him. Rhodes has been a lawyer, everything. I don't think that Stuart Rhodes is a Fed. That said, though, when you get into anything that's got tens of thousands of members, you're going to have infiltrators in that organization. And then it becomes, well, don't say that. You're criticizing the organization. I mean, I've got 100-and-something crew members, and we've been infiltrated before. We've been infiltrated. And they just immediately start getting data, twisting things, lying about you, going to the press, and luckily they always can reveal themselves pretty quick. But I think the first Revolver story about the feds provocateuring is excellent. I think the guy that wrote it means well. And I think it's important questions for Stuart to answer those questions and to really flesh that out as to why so many innocent Oath Keepers that didn't do anything are in jail and then Stuart isn't. But they're calling person one. They probably are going to end up arresting him. So, and I hope that that's not the case. So, I'm going to interview Stuart because I'm taping the Sunday show. And watch, there'll probably be a war or something, so I'll be in live. But 4th of July Sunday, I'm going to take off this 4th of July. I'm taping with Stuart today, and he'll have two segments, three, four, whatever he wants. Hell, if he wants the whole show, he can have it. To talk about the Capitol, January 6th, the whole thing is going to be about the Revolver story, the second part. I talked to the Revolver guy, and I said, I'd like to see one about CNN and Antifa. And the Democrats wrote that big article in Time magazine about how they basically tricked us at the Capitol and used mob psychology. And he said he is working on that. So I'm trying to get that guy on, too. Quite frankly, what I'd like to do is see the two guys debate each other, because that's always interesting. But Stuart Rhodes is going to be interviewed by me today. Also, Judge Joe Brown. I'm going to be interviewing Judge Joe Brown today. And that'd be such a powerful interview. I'm probably just going to put that out Saturday as its own broadcast. And then I might air some pieces of it. I will. He's always a great guest. He'll be talking about everything that's going on, the race-based politics, Bill Cosby, all the rest of it. That is coming up, too. And so I'm interviewing Judge Brown. I'm going to be up here until 8 o'clock tonight doing a whole bunch of interviews. And I just thought, hey, why not just knock out a bunch of them? So I think I got 5 people I'm interviewing today. So look for that Saturday. Look for that on the Sunday show. In fact, I might just put out Rhodes and Judge Joe Brown and a bunch of others as maybe a commercial-free 3-4-hour baby tomorrow on Saturday and then edit it down and air it on the Sunday show. I don't know. But that's coming up and so much more. And then, of course, the Monday transmission. But right now, we're in the middle of this live, original, hold on, they're in my ear, tell me what to say. Yeah, right. Original broadcast. So, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. There's a lot of things that we can't do to stop the globalists, but there's a lot of things we can do. And one of them is taking care of our bodies and our health. And listen, I'm lecturing myself at the same time. I put myself through too much stress. I don't eat right. But one thing I do remember to do is to take my Deep Earth Crystal High Quality Iodine. And that, of course, is the original X2. Incredible. It is essential in your body. It is a building block of everything that goes on. The globalists work around the clock to make sure that we are deficient in iodine and have way too much of all the garbage halogens like chlorine, fluoride, bromine, and others. We also have X3. That's because the research scientists pointed out to me, and I saw the research, it was true, that some people can't absorb pure atomic iodine. So it's pure atomic iodine and then two other types that are also good for your body that some people get better benefits from. So it's apples and oranges. Both products are free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off for Survival Shield X2 and 60% off for X3, even though it's selling out right now.
Himself with the truth. It is time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kissed you.
Listen to that voice. InfoWars. Just a little bit over the edge.
This magic moment.
We're not supposed to be on air at this point. We're supposed to be off the air a long time ago. The globalists are supposed to have air superiority to carry out their race war and their bio war on us. But humanity is awake and is fighting back. All right, Mike Adams, he's always on fire. He's particularly in fuego. What is the Latin for fire on fire? But he really just vacuum cleaners up all the key information. It's like half the time he's the guy that has it first. In this case, it was LifeSite News, but he went and did even more research on it and just blew me away. His articles at naturalnews.com and on InfoWars.com. And that's the New England Medical Journal finding that 82% of women that took the mRNA vaccines, Pfizer or Moderna, had miscarriages of their babies. That is just, I mean, I thought it was bombshell 5 weeks ago when they had testimony in Congress that half the CDC doctors and scientists won't take the COVID vaccines. But, I mean, 82% miscarriages? Wow. And now they've got inserts saying it can make you have a heart attack, particularly young people. And I know people who've been in divorces where some of the children live here, the others live there, and the father hears from the mother, oh, we're going to give our daughter the shot. And the father calls up and says, well, their children aren't even in danger of COVID. And it's also experimental. And a lot of scientists say don't give it to children. In the UK, they don't give it to people under 16. It's like, I'm going to do it. And it's all like a little mini form of human sacrifice or Munchausen by proxy to abuse their daughters and their sons like this. And I see the headlines and, you know, the couples on CNN. Oh, we're giving it to our 6-month-old baby. It's not even approved for emergency authorization. It's so, and the scientists are like, mainline scientists are going, do not give it to your baby. No, no, please, don't do that. Like, we're doing it. We're liberal. Oh, they don't want contact football. And, oh, they don't want tag at school. That's been banned for a decade all over the country. Oh, they don't want dodgeball. That's mean. Oh, they don't want winners and losers. They want fuzzy math because you might hurt somebody's feelings. How about you might hurt somebody's brain giving them a deadly injection? So the whole pedophile New World Order ring system was in so much trouble and it was all coming out. And there were patriots in corporations and in government and all over that were fighting back, and there's been a whole bunch of FBI agents busted by good FBI agents, you know, that are running pedophile rings and all the rest of it. So there's a real civil war inside the government. There's a civil war inside our churches, inside our families, inside our own minds. And so the globalists just launched their global lockdown and their hysteria to divert us away to just thinking about being able to go outside or have a job instead of talking about Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. That's all their panicked response to what's happening. And the system is in absolute complete panic right now and has struck back with all this. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. We have OSHA in Canada, or OSH in Canada. We have Tyler in Maine. We have Kevin in Ohio. We have Victor in Florida. We have Charlie in FEMA Region 4. We have Brandon in Wisconsin. We have Matt in Florida. We have Scooter in Florida. We have Greg in Florida. You know, I started many years ago, or I didn't start it. Mark Kornke, really great talk show host of Michigan, smart guy. He started the best I could tell, maybe somebody else did. But the first person I ever had heard do it was Mark Kornke. And he would do it on his shortwave show that was also on some radio stations. It was on right here in Austin. And he would have callers call in and say what FEMA region they lived in. Because, you know, under Biden's declared emergency and under the open borders and all this, America is under an emergency. We're under a FEMA emergency. So you're really not in Texas. You're really not in Maine. You're really not in California. You're in your FEMA region. And so it's healthy to know what FEMA region you're in, to start getting your mind wrapped around what's really going on. And it's under that emergency that they think they can get away with whatever they want. But just take a look at Jeffrey Epstein right here. Jeffrey Epstein's 8,000-acre Zorro Ranch in New Mexico is listed for $27.5 million. And he's basically given the property by the state of New Mexico because he's a government officer carrying out a cloning operation at that base. There's a new video out. We'll play here in a moment. Reporter confuses Bill Clinton as Bill Cosby in hilarious Freudian slip. And I'm going to give you my view with Judge Joe Brown interview that I'm doing today on that little air again this weekend of what I think about Cosby. But I'll say this. I'm glad that Bill Cosby has been released from prison. Not because I'm a fan of Hollywood, not because I don't think Cosby didn't do some weird stuff, but because they did violate his rights, and they did lie in a prosecution agreement, and the tyranny of corrupt prosecutors is more dangerous than Bill Cosby. It's simple. You ever heard the saying, better 10 guilty men go free than one innocent man go to prison? The majority of those women did it for money in a shakedown. Cosby admitted, yeah, I've given women pills when they asked for it before. He'd done an agreement to tell the truth. He did it. They threw his ass in jail. Was he screwing little kids? No. He had topless dancers who'd worked for decades in the industry up in hotel party rooms with a bunch of men and people coming to his house. And I'm not saying it isn't creepy. And I'm not giving women quaaludes. And I don't like it. I'm just saying, to sit there and then violate his rights is violating my rights. And a lot of it is Bill Cosby didn't go along with Oprah Winfrey. He didn't go along with the whole Black Lives Matter thing. He didn't go along with the whole tear down the fathers thing. And so they said, hell, we got something on him. We've had the FBI watching him for 30 years, 40 years. He likes women. He's probably had sex with 1,000 women. So did King David. What are we going to do? Or I guess that was Solomon, his son, did that. What are we going to do? He without sin cast the first stone is all I'm saying. So if Bill Cosby had given a fair trial and the jury found him guilty of giving a woman a pill, then I say put him in jail. But they violated his rights and the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania agreed with that. And that's the right thing to do. Because if you violate somebody's rights, you violate everybody's rights. But now I'm spied on, Tucker Carlson's spied on. The left says all sex between a man and a woman's rape, but you can have convicted pedophiles at drag queen story time with your child bouncing on their knee, and in many cases they don't even tell the parents they're coming to the schools to do it. So, how many Disney directors have been convicted pedophiles they let direct movies with children and they rape them? I say execute pedophiles that are multiple-time offenders. And so it's like in Scarface where he gets up He's at the restaurant, all the rich people, and he goes, oh, yeah, you need me to point your finger and say, there's the bad man. So here, point at me. There's the bad man. It's the same thing with Bill Cosby. But everybody got on the whole Me Too bandwagon. Oh, Bill Cosby, he's the worst devil the world ever saw. And they sent his ass to prison after they violated a prosecution agreement. You can't tell somebody, agree to this, agree to that, pay these people money, and then we're not going to prosecute you. We're not going to let these other women testify because they're from 25, 30 years ago. And then go back on that. You can't do that. The rule of law, the whole country's based on a deal's a deal. Well, we don't see that from today's FBI, do we? Or the federal government or state governments. They're out of control. They're breaking all the rules. Not getting, but that's going to turn around and burn them in the end. So, I think Bill Cosby is an old pervert. And I think Bill Cosby, we know, these women wanted money from him. They were coming around for years. He finally gets sick of it and drug them. I think that's right.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
War on corruption.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We are back broadcasting worldwide on this Friday transmission. Got a big weekend for you coming up with Judge Joe Brown, special broadcast, Stuart Rhodes, and a bunch of other big guests. Keep watching InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, and video. That's how we get the truth out. That's how we win. Full spectrum resistance. Okay, I said call in if you disagree. I just throw that out there because, you know, I see people attacking me online and, you know, saying, oh, Jones has fake callers and, you know, all the rest of this stuff. And so I always like to get the calls that disagree. In fact, sometimes we just take calls that do disagree. So we can actually get a view into what's happening. A lot of times folks are sarcastic, though. They don't really disagree. They just do that to get in at the head of the line. But we've got Justin in Florida says he disagrees. We got Mark in Pennsylvania says they disagree. And then a bunch of other callers. And I'm going to be brief, though, because I want to get to a bunch of people ahead of Mike Adams with bombshell info next hour. I mean, just this COVID stuff just gets bigger and crazier and more confirmed. And I'm just at a point of just speechlessness almost. Let's go to Justin in Florida, who disagrees first on this Friday edition. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Alex, how's it going? Love you, man. Love the show. Especially love your True Nation Iodine. It was because of that that I experienced my own personal enlightenment awakening. But I have to call you out. I hate doing this because I
don't mind. I love it. I love it. In fact, I'm wrong about a lot of stuff. So tell me what's going on.
It's a very complicated dichotomy, which is the New World Order that we all face. And the thing that I realized that I understand, you know, you got to be real careful the line you walk. And I'm not sure whether you're doing it to avoid ridicule or because you're afraid of the programming that has that the public is currently under from the mainstream media. But, you know, you're the most prolific dot connector I've ever heard in my entire life. But there's one dot that you never seem to connect or seem to avoid it at all costs, and it's the Zionist dot. I mean, you know, it was Christ that said in the Bible, synagogue of Satan. You know, it's the Kabbalists, which are the New World Order. That is the one thing that binds them all. And you know, keep in mind, I'm Jewish by blood. My family was a rich family of Jews that immigrated to South America and founded the city of Medellin. My family name is located right in between Rothschild and Rockefeller on the list of top 50 families that run the world. But, you know, despite that, I still cannot get over the fact that every single one, whether you talk about George Soros, whether you're talking about Rockefeller, Rothschild, Bill Gates, they're all Kabbalist Jewish. Now, I don't know what Kabbalist means in comparison.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you this. I try to not make things about what religion people are. And certainly there are a lot of powerful Jews in powerful positions around the world. Nobody doubts that. I see China as a big dominant force. I remember talking about China buying up four of the big six Hollywood production companies 10 years ago. People didn't know that had happened. They're like, oh, Jones is covering up for the Jews, saying China bought up Hollywood. I mean, China did. And so I try to stay out of, you know, saying Catholics are bad. Catholics aren't bad, and a lot of Catholics are good people. The Pope is very evil. He's very bad. I attacked the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, it's a big leftist group. I attacked the ADL. They're anti-free speech. They're very un-American. Mark Zuckerberg's become anti-free speech un-American. I don't attack him because he's a Jew. I attack him because he's become an authoritarian. And so I have callers on like you that want to, you know, talk about Jews. I mean, that's a real thing that people really enjoy talking about. It's something they really like to get into. And, you know, I see the news saying white people are inherently bad. That's a big hot thing. being pushed by the left and by a lot of Jewish organizations. And last time I checked, I thought Jews looked pretty white to me. And so what I think is there's a racial fetish by elites to play groups off against each other according to religion or race, and that's used as a divide-and-conquer mechanism. So I try not to wade into that so that when I'm being called anti-Semitic or racist, people have a problem saying I've done that. Because I haven't. I'm just opposing the fruits of the New World Order. I'm opposing the global government takeover, trying to have a big tent for everybody here. And like you said, you say you're, you know, of Jewish derivation. I know a lot of Jews that are really nice, smart people. I also know there are Jewish organizations that persecute me. And you know, they do that. But I'm not going to get down on their level and be racially based or religious based like that and, you know, persecute me just because I'm a WASP. And I guess somebody was mean to their great-great-granddaddy or something. I didn't do that. So I'm not going to kind of like be Red Skull and they can be Captain America. In that scripting, in that narrative, I'm not agreeing to play the part of opposition. I mean, you know, some of the Jewish groups are famous for bombing their own people in Spain after World War II and in Iraq to make a move to Israel. You know, that's not very nice. But so there's a lot of persecution of Jews by Jews that want to manage and control Jews. But that's not all Jews. You know, there were a lot of Jews that radiated tens of thousands of little Jewish children because they were Sephardic, not Ashkenazi. That's the ringworm children. You know, that's not nice to radiate Jews, in some cases, to death. But again, all these countries are radiating their people and doing eugenics because there's an evil force up above it. Whether you live in Israel or whether you live in the U.S., they're trying to make us take deadly poison. Whether you live in, you know, Chile or whether you live in Germany, it's the same global corporate governance that's doing it. And so that's where I stand. But you were able to call in and bring up the whole Jewish issue. Justin, anything else?
Yes. One connection that people need to understand is that communism would not exist without Judaism. All the original Bolsheviks, they were all Jewish. Karl Marx, Stalin, Lenin, they're all Judaism. If you read that letter from Butch Levy to Karl Marx, it says right there what the plan of communism. These Jewish people that are pushing communism, they don't believe in communism. They're not communists, but they utilize communism as a means for consolidation of power, for top-down control.
Sure, sure. Listen, Justin, I appreciate your call, but I got to get to these other callers. But just since the segment's almost over, I was going to go back to him. I said, let him go. I was going to bring this up. You understand that the whole anti-Jew group says I'm Jewish, right? I mean, you know that, right? And I'm not. If I was, I'd be proud of it. I mean, you understand that, right? Yeah, you understand that Bill Gates is not Jewish. The last time I checked, the Rockefellers were like Presbyterian. Are there a lot of powerful Jews in positions of power like Henry Kissinger? Damn right. Did his lieutenant Rothkopf try to hire me? Yeah. Okay, so yeah, that's no secret that Jews excel at academia and government and all that and are all over the place. My issue here with that is this idea that if you slip and fall on a banana peel, a Jew did it, or, oh, Jones is successful, the Jews are backing him. No, my listeners are backing me, and my show is backing us. So I resent the magic carpet aspect of claiming everybody's a Jew. Because you were just listing a bunch of people that this person's a Jew and that person's a Jew and Jew this, Jew that, and you know, just the bizarreness. And I'm not saying you're doing this, but I've experienced this. We're going to go to break and come back. I cover issues. I cover policies that I'm for. And it doesn't matter whether you're Jewish or German or Chinese. If you agree with those issues, we agree with each other. And I think I'm promoting policies that help humanity. I'm pro-human. And I try to stay out of the race-based stuff. We'll be right back.
FBI. The most important thing I've done in the last 8 years for my health, for my mental clarity, for my focus, has been Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. Dr. Group hammered me 9-10 years ago and said, Alex, you've got to start taking Deep Earth Crystal Atomic Iodine. And when I finally started taking it, it changed my life. Even the UN's own health website admits over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. Well, we have two varieties of high-quality iodine that'll blow you away on sale right now. X2, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and X3, that's tri-iodine, Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, and two other types. Just some people need all three types for absorption. So it's apples and oranges, two different formulas. Some people like one better or the other. But the point is, they're all discounted right now. 50% off for X2, 60% off for X3, with free shipping, double Patriot points, through the 4th of July. We're running out of X3, so get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Spend 9 minutes with the next caller. We won't get to all these great people, but we're talking to folks that disagree, the first that got in. So it's Will disagrees in California, and they're calling in about just wild stuff. Jesus is not the Messiah. And, you know, that's why I don't do a lot of these disagree calls. I mean, you can always call and disagree, but when I do call for it, I guess I'd forgotten. It just goes off into left field, which is fine, but that just gets a little confusing, but okay. Will, go ahead. Jesus is not the Messiah. Tell me about this.
Hi, Alex. A huge fan, obviously. And I did an animation of Bill Gates, and you guys played it, so I appreciate that.
He's wearing the pink sweater?
Yeah, the pink sweater, and you shoot him in the head. I got a strike for that on YouTube. But anyhow.
Yeah, that went a little too far. I don't want to turn him into a martyr.
For sure, absolutely. I totally understand. But yeah, so my point is, I'll make it quick. I've been listening to this guy, Rabbi Tovia Singer, and he's, you know, exposing the Christian church and how Jesus is basically used for money to control people. And he was only a rabbi, and there's countless times in the Bible where he's saying, why are you praising me? There's only one, and that's the Father. So, I mean, that's the only point I wanted to make, man. I love what you're doing, and we need to just unite on the one true God. There's no Trinity. There's no Buddha. There's no any of this other stuff. It's only one true God.
All right. I appreciate your call. So you see, everybody's got axes to grind, and it always revolves around Judaism. So this is, a rabbi says Jesus isn't the Messiah. The other guy, the Jews are bad. I mean, it just gives me a headache. But, hey, that's fine. We're opening the phones up to see what people disagree about. All these fake callers. The Internet says, Jones has fake callers. Call in sometimes, folks. It's not the case. We're so real, it's ridiculous. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Pennsylvania who disagrees. Go ahead.
Good noon, Alex. I'll get right to the point. Trump is a globalist. He's a traitor. He sold us out, and shame on you for supporting him. I'll make my case as to why. Number one, he did nothing about big tech censorship. Number two, he's done nothing about George Soros. Number three, he did nothing to stop the riots last year. Number four, he appointed all swamp creatures. And number five, it was Trump who pushed through these vaccines and Operation Warp Speed. It's thanks to Trump we have this genetic code injection. Now, if I can have some time, I can develop those points. And you always gloss over the fact that he gave us Operation Warp Speed and the vax.
Well, that's not true. I've been extremely critical of Trump with Operation Warp Speed. You must not listen very often.
I listen when I can, but you say he was talked into it and stuff. He was misled. I listen enough.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I'm not into lesser of two evils, and I agree with you. Trump has been disappointing in many ways. Do you not want him to get good Republicans elected? Because he's getting a lot of really good Republicans elected.
I damn sure don't want Democrats elected, but, okay. Because we know what they'll do, but he could have done something about the big tech censorship, because they had those hearings in the fall of 2018. By the time and you and Laura Loomer had been banned already, and all the big.
Well, Mark, I gotta say, you must not be listening to the show.
I listen to the show, Alex.
Okay, well, I've been extremely critical the entire time of these mRNA vaccines, and I was hoping that Trump was just trying to say, warp speed to reopen the economy, which he was, and then later would criticize the vaccines, which he hasn't done. So I was trying to play devil's advocate to figure out what the hell he was doing. I have said for over a year that I'm very upset with what Trump's done pushing that, probably almost every show. So, but I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Okay, we got a lot of other callers here. I want to go to them in the order that they are received. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in Florida. Matt, thanks for calling.
Alex, it's great to talk to you, man. I'm going to get right to it, dude. I know you're a humble guy. You don't like when people call in and tell you thank you and that you're doing a great job and everything. But I want to tell you thank you because I've got a son that's in the Marine Corps, and he's being screwed with quite a bit about this vaccine thing. Most of the people where he's at have taken it. He's refused to take it after I've shown him the videos that you've made, after the Tenpenny videos and all the interviews and all the research. The boy called me this morning. He said, Dad, I asked him, I try to kind of go easy with it because I remember being a young kid about his age in the Navy and, you want to go out, you want to have a good time, you want to have a beer, you want to do this, you want to do that, and they're all being told no, the ones that are not bowing down to this. And I asked him today, I said, son, have you taken the shot? He said, I'm not taking that shot no matter what. I don't care what happens.
Well, brother, don't thank me. It's going to be my children. My son's 18. My daughter's 17, 13, and 4. Our children go together into the future. We're one family. And what's beautiful is you raised a son that's strong, and you took the time to spread the word. So I admire you, and I commend you, because there's no doubt this is reducing fertility. There's no doubt it's attacking the brain and the heart. And so it's the most important thing your son's ever done. And shame on the military and the leadership bullying our armed services to take an experimental shot. And we should be up in arms protesting Congress and really upset and letting those commanders know they're going to be held responsible for anybody that gets sick from these deadly injections. I got articles right here about troops having heart attacks, being hospitalized, and dying from these injections.
Oh, I've been thinking about it quite a bit, and I've wondered, are they giving them saline? Are they giving them the real deal or whatever? But if you wanted to collapse America and you want to collapse the free world and you want the hell on this earth, first thing that needs to go down is the United States military. And if everybody's running around 23 years old with Alzheimer's and neurological disorders and all the rest of it, well, there goes your military and there goes
your country. It's a soft-skill weapon. They already tested it with the anthrax shot in the Gulf War that killed over 40,000 U.S. troops, congressional studies. Beautifully said. God bless you, Matt. I'm almost ashamed I went to those callers that disagreed and wasted time. We have all these other great callers. You know, the last caller had legitimate points, okay? You know, the caller that disagreed. It's just Trump's getting really hardcore Republicans elected. And they don't want Trump doing that. They're trying to indict him right now. So I just, Trump's not perfect. And so he's gone now. So let's talk about Joe Biden. It's that simple. I know people that are personal friends of mine that got so mad at me still supporting Trump because I knew they were about to steal the election from him and they didn't want him there. Well, they got what they want now. So let's just move on from the Trump bashing. Okay. Let's just, you're welcome to call in and bash me one. I'm saying we should move on from it and know that he meant well and did a lot of good things. Had some problems, none of us are perfect. But you got Joe Biden now. And I don't seem to hear those callers that are mad at Trump, mad at Joe Biden. Okay, who's up next here? That would be Charlie in FEMA Region 5. Welcome, Charlie.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are you doing, Mr. Jones?
I'm good, brother. Go ahead.
All right. Well, first of all, I got to agree with, you know, a little bit of what the last caller was talking about, you know, with Trump. You know, he did a lot more good. I agree. You know, you're 100% spot on. You know, he did a lot more good than he did bad, but he's still advocating for the vaccine, brother. Like, when I see him, like, talking about it, you know, saying our great vaccine and this and that, and I'm like, what? Why? I mean, if this guy is really that hardcore, supposedly, you know, the guy that's going to save us, I mean, he should not be doing this. He should be really going after Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, you know, and just giving them the business. I know he's doing.
Charlie, stay there. I'm going to come back to you. I realize I went to you a little bit late. We're going to come back to Charlie on our side. I 100% agree with you that Trump's biggest failing is the so-called vaccine. The next thing is not stopping censorship that he's the biggest victim of now. And I know the inside baseball of Trump. He's 75. He's overwhelmed. He's a smart guy in many ways, but not in others. And once he signs on to something, he's pig-headed about it, saying, I'm the one that got the vaccine, I'm the good guy. And now that it's coming out that it's hurting people, he's too pig-headed to come out and say it. He is talking about Ashley Babbitt now and saying they may have staged January 6th. That's more like it. Get on the offense, Trump. We'll be right back.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What?
What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Well, I think I see another side, maybe just another light that shines.
Greg Reese is a great contributor here to the Alex Jones Show, and he's always proud of his work. He's got, on average, the most popular reports we put out, other than some of the special reports I do on Saturday. But it's amongst the most popular work we do. Everybody's work is amazing here, including all the other contributors that are doing great work at band.video, now getting about 4 million views a day, thanks to you spreading the word. We're really having a huge effect together. But he's done a new report that he's extremely proud of and that is extremely powerful. It's the 10 stages of genocide, and everyone needs to see it. Patriots who stand against the Great Reset being targeted for genocide. He's connected a lot of the dots here. Mike Adams is going to be joining us in the next hour to cover the waterfront on this, so stay with us. I'm about to go back to Charlie, and then we'll continue with your calls into the next segment, and then Mike Adams comes on after that. But separately, I called over to my warehouse manager and I said, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock? DNA Force Plus is back in stock? How are we offering these at 40% off? And he said, no, we've had it at regular price and it's about to sell out. Won't have more for months. You said sell everything at sales price to get funding in. So everything is 40 to 60% off. Double Patriot points, free shipping, biggest sale of the year so far. It's got to end Monday morning, he was telling me. A lot of this will be ended before then. Turbo Force 40% off, Alpha Power 40% off, Vazo Beast 40% off, Pollen Block 40% off, X2 50% off, Supernova Vitality, Fuel Vitality 50% off, Super Survival Shield X3 60% off, Biotree Selenium 50% off, Ultimate Krill Oil 40% off, all water filtration systems 10% off, all storable food, huge deal, 10% off, all exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'll tell you, X3 is tri-iodine, deep breath crystal iodine and two other types for better absorption. It's apples and oranges with X2. It's going to sell out by Tuesday at current sales because it's $16 a bottle. That's almost a lost leader with free shipping. That is going to end. I may even end it tomorrow because it's selling so fast. We need a little bit, you know, at full price, even funder operation, because more will come in for at least 8 to 12 weeks. X2 is selling very, very quickly. I'm going to keep it on sale through next Wednesday. It's 50% off. Try each formula. See what you like better. It takes a couple of weeks to kick in for the average person. And you kind of go through a detox at the end of week two, and then it's wild in most people's experiences. But it's what so many people are deficient in. Learn about the iodine conspiracy, how it's a good halogen. Get your X2, your X3. Don't have much time to get them at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And while you're there, please get a free American T-shirt with a big American flag on the front in camo, in navy blue and in black. For men and women, it's unisex. We also have the Save the Frog shirts that are really popular. That helps spread the word, and it keeps us on air. That's how we get it done. I want to go to this Greg Reese report. It's so important. But Charlie in FEMA Region 6, please get your original point of vaccines and spiritual warfare. Tell me what you're thinking.
All right. Well, first, you know, we're talking about the vaccines. So basically, like, it's definitely the mark of the beast. I think definitely is the mark of the beast, or at least the microchip, you know, that Klaus Schwab was always talking about.
It's a genetic takeover of our body that God made, reprogramming us. It definitely is a satanic takeover.
It is, 100%. And I tell my family, and all my family are, you know, talking about, oh, Jesus this, Jesus that. And, you know, they're all, you know, very nice, good people. But then they're all taking the vaccines, and I'm telling them, like, this is the mark of the beast. They're just getting you ready right now so they can take over, you know, your whole genetic code, your everything. They're just going to take everything from you. It's just, you know, it's not even just...
And it sets the precedent that they came out in Stanford and said, oh, we've got a new injection, they call it a vaccine, that fixes your body. Well, you'll never die. You're not going to get cancer or Alzheimer's anymore. All lies. And it takes over all your genetics in gene rewriting. So absolutely, this is a genetic, really alien takeover.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And then with this new variant that they have coming out, I'm pretty sure they're going to have, what, booster shots coming out, what, next year, maybe even later on this year. I'm like, oh, we got new booster shots for this, you know, variant. You know, here, take it. And then obviously people are going to be foolish enough to be taking it. And what's that going to happen? I mean, like how you...
Well, it's already killing people in mass, and they're testing to see if they can get away with it. Then they're going to up the kill level with the booster shots. I agree. Mike Adams is coming up. More calls next segment. And we're going to get to Mark first when we come back in Colorado. But first, here's the new report, The 10 Stages of Genocide by Greg Reese. Share it now at InfoWars.com.
The word genocide was coined in 1944 by Raphael Lemkin. It is the first word in the English language to denote something that's been around for all of history. In France, it was known as populicide, and in Germany, as folk murdering. Genocide is the age-old action of wiping out large groups of the local population. Whether it be for economic reasons or non-compliance, genocide is always motivated by political power. The 10 stages of genocide is a model of the genocidal process. We can use this model to clearly demonstrate the level of genocide many of us are facing today. Stage 1, classification. All cultures have categories to distinguish people into us and them, whether it be ethnicity, race, religion, or nationality. Classification is seen everywhere. It seems to be an innate mechanism of the mind. And America has a great way of keeping this mechanism in check. E pluribus unum, which is why America is such an obvious target of the emerging globalist society. and why we have been divided into two succinct groups: patriots loyal to defending the U.S. Constitution and everyone else. Stage two, symbolization. Words such as Republican, Libertarian, and Oath Keepers have now been redefined to mean racist, domestic terrorists, and extremist. Symbolization makes the work of dividing the people much more efficient, and once divided, allows the compliant group to participate in the genocide against the patriots. Stage three, discrimination. The dominant group uses law, custom, and political power to deny the rights of the targeted group. Private multinational corporations have monopolized all social discourse on the internet and have been blatantly discriminating against patriot voices for years. We are also beginning to see signs of the coming discrimination against the so-called unvaccinated, who will soon be turned away for not having the official symbol on their mobile device, proving they are a member of the accepted group. Stage four, dehumanization. The compliant group is conditioned to deny the humanity of the group being marked for extermination. They are made to believe that patriotic Americans are ignorant, evil, and inherently racist, and that they would all be better off without them. Dehumanization overcomes the normal human aversion to murder. Stage five, organization. Genocide is always organized, usually by the state. And the emerging globalist society we are seeing today is highly organized. They control all of pop culture, the media, and big pharma. They are most likely the most organized tyranny in all of human history. Stage six, polarization. With the previous five stages in effect, the people are now ripe for complete polarization. Moderates are intimidated into silence, and it becomes accepted that the targeted group must go. The dominant group passes emergency laws granting them power over the targeted group, such as the National Strategy for Countering Domestic Terrorism. Now that the people have been conditioned to accept that patriotic Americans are now domestic terrorists, the stage is set for genocide. This is where we definitely are today. Stage seven is preparation, when plans are made for the relocation, arrest, or extermination of the targeted group, which is most likely already happening. Stage eight is persecution, when the targeted group begins getting arrested and separated from society. There are already hundreds of innocent patriotic Americans imprisoned indefinitely for protesting the stolen election of 2020. Stage nine is extermination, when the mass killing begins. And stage 10 is denial. Denial is the glue that makes all of this possible. It is what has gotten us this far along this dark path so far. And it is the only thing that will carry it through to the end. There is no government or United Nations coming to save American patriots from this genocide. It will be up to the people alone to defeat this emerging global dystopia. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Your life depends on getting this video out. It just went live at Man.Video and FreeWorldNews.TV. It's now up to you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.